Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and Neil and I are here today to take your calls for on-air readings and to discuss numerology, which is something we use on the show as a tool and are actually writing a book about. So we don't talk too much about the depth of the numbers because we're waiting till the book is published, but we're going to touch on the secret language of numerology and what hasn't been discussed in other books that have preceded our forthcoming book. But first of all, I'd like to invite those of you who haven't already done so to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, to also join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook, there are two accounts, Neil and Kristen Baker, and there's a fan page, Neil Baker Psychic. If you could please like that page or follow us or send us a friend request on the other, we would really, really appreciate it. 914-338-0164 is our listener line today. And for additional questions after the radio show, 562-596-7818. If you reach out via email, you're going to always hear from me. Neil's the one who answers that 562 number. So that's how you can talk to either one of us. But all questions regarding readings would be done via the phone number. So I would redirect you there if you emailed me. So please do go there if you'd like to discuss further discussion. Okay, so numbers.
Your numbers, well, you're right. It's a tool and a code, but we have to remember that our birth dates are not really in depth where our energy starts.
Right, the birth date, go ahead. No, I was just going to say our birth dates come from our past lives and our astral experiences. So they're formulated before we even land on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, they're formulated before we land on the planet. And they're a continuation of code from previous past lives. So our numbers are actually an arrangement of energies that we're working on as we come back to the planet with a new set of numbers, a new set of code. It's sort of our branding energy. And those are the situations that we're here to address. Now, as soon as we are locked in the attitude of the earth, we're locked in the attitude of time. And even when we die, we're still more or less locked in the attitude of time if we are carrying with us an agenda of karma, because we're ultimately going to be coming back to the planet. So there's going to be some arrangement of time that we have to consider once again, because time is going to be there until we actually transcend the limits.
So the birth date is, on one level, a karmic readout.
It's a karmic readout. It's a time clock. It's an arrangement of energies that we have to work through while we're in this time slot.
And it's a map of the time. It's a map of time. So you can actually map your life out according to the years with the birthday code.
You can.
I mean, I'm not saying that you can predict death with the birthday code. That's not what I mean to say. But as far as, you know, what issues you may be dealing with in certain parts of your life, the birthday code does give that information.
Yes. And it does hold a certain amount of information. Now, do we have to understand too that the intervening factor of a birth date is not just what we read on the page, or in a form or anything, that's our birthday. It's motivated to by and activated to by the use of the third eye, because the third eye can actually look at a birth date, and from the numbers themselves, the use of activating the third eye can see deep into the numbers. And you know, that's too where deaths can be predicted.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to see a death. Not everyone, obviously, everybody, you get a group of people that are born on the same day, but obviously you're not going to get the same person that's born on the same day.
Right, because everybody's
the same personality, the same trait.
Their soul is going to have gone through completely different past lives. They're going to have different karma, even if they're born on the same exact birth date, month, day, and year.
Yes, and not only that, but
because there are levels of the numbers that have to be interpreted.
Yeah, and the attitude of going through the unit, the number system of a birth date, can be askew by or lopsided, if you will, by the fact that some people may be more rapid than others in working through their energy. Some people may get stuck on a certain element. One person may get involved with somebody else, and those numbers interact one birthday to another. So the birth date itself is not a set standard.
Right, it's living, it's breathing, the birth date,
yes.
Numbers.
We actually... It's the idea of turning the birth date into a soul, into a living spirit that moves, that has energy and vibration. Now the birth date takes on a life of its own.
Okay, we're back.
We got knocked off, but here we are again. We'll have to do this the rest of this by phone, but we apologize. So where were we? We're talking about the birth date numbers being living, breathing, soul energies.
Yeah. And now the birth date itself is not just a standard number system that it fits uniformly into a profile. It is much more than that. It's a living, breathing thing. The numbers take on significant meaning. Every number has an individual level that has multi layers. And a person's energy is positioned somewhere within the birth date, according to how well they're doing and what they're doing. And of course, because a birthday is composed of karma, if a human being is involved in a karmic situation that's taking them backward to a past life conflict, the birthday code can remain suddenly transfixed and stagnant until the movement goes. It's almost like being on the freeway and you're stuck right there in physical space, and you can't move until the freeway clears. Well, sometimes karma can do that to a birth date, which then what this does is it diversifies and it makes one birth date different from another, even though they say they hold the same number, because what's the factor in a birth date? The living, breathing human being who owns the birth date, who possesses those numbers. The interaction and the energy of that now can actually change the formation of a birth date number, because it is actually a code. So not every person, you can't get a master number out of a birth date and then start listing these characteristics
and qualities
like they're all going to be uniform.
Well, because a lot of the information about numerology, master numbers, because as many of the callers know, what you do with the birth date is you add up the numbers to form a single digit number, 1 through 9. I mean, at least in the basis of the numerology book we're writing, I know a lot of people do, I don't know what they call the master builder numbers. It's like 11 and 22 aren't reduced. That's not how we do it. So it's 9 single digit numbers. Now, how can we classify all of humanity by 9 numbers? Everybody's going to fit into one of those 9 numbers. I mean, it's really preposterous. So the vibrational aspect of each number is going to mean different things. Every number makes up that master number. Not only that, but the master number is going to be expressing itself on many different planes. So you can have a, like a low 7 or a high 7. It's more than personality traits.
It's more than personality traits, and yes, and we may not activate and actualize all of the codes and numbers in our birth date, because we have to remember that our code doesn't just start again with our first breath. Our code is what we fall into that's already been established, and that's based on karmic situations that we haven't quite resolved, and also transcendent situations that we have yet to encounter in terms of our higher being and our higher self. So we can be below the energy of Earth in sort of an underworld of energy, as you would have like a minus seven if you were to...
Right, if you were like into the occult and devil worship, for instance, on the extreme.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we do with our choices, too. When we're locked into a debate in terms of a moral choice, like let's say, for instance, a person who has no money, and they're starving, and they have all kinds of economic problems. Well, do they rob a bank, or do they find some other creative way to make money? You know, robbing a bank, obviously, if that's your choice you make, you're going to fall into a karmic situation. If you move into a higher zone and you find something higher to aspire to, even though the realities of the economic situation in society may be, well, it's impossible. But if you keep your integrity intact, what that might reveal in your birth date is a reward system that ultimately on a higher plane is revealed in terms of a reward system.
Right. So this reminds me of the tendency that people have to fall backwards into their code. So as people are moving along and progressing in life, karma can pull them back and they can start to deal with something that was supposed to be resolved, you know, much earlier in their lives.
Yeah.
And that's why people come back and come back and come back and come back to the planet.
And to why numbers are sometimes repeated within a birth date. You know, it's just not because you happen to be born in 77. There might be a reason why you were born. Those two sevens are coupled together as opposed to somebody born in July of 75. There's still two sevens in the
equation.
But
they're separated.
And they're separated. Well, then you have to look at the separation of the birth date in terms of the aspect of duality, because we do live in a world of duality. It's just apparent that we do. And in that respect, who we are as people, our individual psyches are full of duality. We contradict ourselves constantly throughout time and space. And our birth date numbers are basically in conflict. There's hardly an area where a birth date is in uniform fashion and there's going to be a clarity about how it moves and what it means. There's always this interaction that we have within ourselves, a level of decision-making, choice-making, how we deal with certain things. If we fall back, there are certain even elements that can aggravate a birth date, like depression or rejection. That can all of a sudden change the aspect. Somebody can say to me, well, you know, I'm a seven and I've got high numbers, but I'm really depressed and nothing's going right. And how does that account for the energy in the birth date? Well, that what accounts for the energy in the birth date is the fact that you're still a living, breathing human being apart from the birth date, but still that locked birth date in mind is only the first set standard. What happens throughout life as we live and breathe is we start to make choices and the numbers take on a different significance, even the distance.
Right, in relation to our actions. So they.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a verb quality at a birth date, more than just a, you know, the birth date itself is a noun. It's a noun because it's a common set of numbers that are set down. Where's the verb in a birth date? The verb is the action of the individual and what he applies to that birth date to take it from a fixed form into a living, breathing energy whereby the numbers take on certain significance in relation to the actions of the person and events in the person's life.
Okay, Neil, let's pause there and we can continue this on Friday when we have our next show because there's a lot to talk about, but we do want to take your calls. So, callers, you are going to be I'm going to be answering you in the order received, so please do be patient. Everybody in the queue is going to get a reading. I'm bringing on 507 is first. Hello. Are you there, caller? Hello. Five one two, can you hear us?
Yes.
Good.
Hello.
Hi, who's this? Hi, who's this?
Oh, my gosh. Hi. This is Alex.
Hi.
Living in Austin, Texas. It's so exciting to talk to you guys.
Oh, good. We're glad to talk to you. Are you Allison with two L's or one?
Two L's and I.
Yes, that's what I got. And okay, and Allison, you're in Texas. Glad
Austin,
you could
yes.
join us. I'm assuming this is the first time we've spoken with you.
Yes,
and
I actually came across you guys in a very unusual way, which is probably usual for you.
What happened?
Well, I have to, like, rewind to about a year ago. I was having dreams about Bacchus.
Oh,
and,
weird.
I've been trying to figure out what that meant for a long time. And then I would say a week ago, I woke up with Liber on my mind and then came across Neil's book. I don't know if there's any relevance to Liber, the god of...
What book?
You know, Occultus Liber. Is that right?
Occultus Liber.
Yeah,
Liber?
There's a whole element of wine in that book that it is infused in the plot. You're right. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I didn't know, you know, what the connection was there. So, of course, I started researching Liber. And then yesterday morning woke up with the numbers 84377 going through my head. And after I, you know, found you and saw that you were a psychic and numerologist, I thought that you would have to have some insight onto what this could all mean.
Well, you know.
Wait, can we get your birth date, Allison?
Yes.
Two?
Yes.
We didn't get that.
It is January 20th, 1983, and it was a planned C-section.
It was, I'm sorry?
It was a scheduled C-section. I don't know what my actual due mm-hmm. date was.
Okay.
Well, you know, and then you just had these arbitrary numbers of 84377 in your energy, in the
yes.
vision of when you were looking at the book.
Well,
yeah,
and so I typed in 84377, and that actually somehow led me to you with the Liber, which was, you know, was referencing back
Liber.
To the Liber from the week
yeah.
before.
Which means book. Occultus Liber, hidden book. Are you
okay.
reading the book, Allison?
No, so I just realized, you know, I woke up with... So at first I thought it was Libra, like the zodiac sign, but it was actually, I heard that it was pronounced, Liber, because you say library, like library, but Liber. I did not know that he was associated at all with Bacchus. I've done a fair amount of studying about Bacchus and Dionysus, and I never came across the Liber connection. So for a while I was thinking it had to do with Libra, but it was more like an association that I was just realizing that Libra was really close to like liberty and kind
yeah,
of went on
that
tangent that. For a little while.
Yeah, the freedom, Libra, but in this case it means book.
Well, it's actually...
No, I just
yeah,
found out
book.
About the book last night, you know, late last night after doing the researching, going down the rabbit hole of the 84377, and somehow I came across some website that was like a medical website in Croatia. I don't know.
Well, you know, it all kind of leads, the book is multi-layered, and there are actual references to the god of wine, and both all the everything you've mentioned is in there. If you look through the book or you punch in words, you'll find that everything's involved in that particular book.
Cool.
What's that?
I just said cool. I'll check it out.
Yeah. So and you know, like I said, it's a dense satirical book, so you have to have a different mindset when you're reading it, but. The journey of this number system that you've come up with, 84377, there's actually in that zone a numerical value that comes to an 11 or a 2.
Which is funny because it's the 11th.
Yeah. And you're born in 83, which is also an 11. And not only that, but the first two numbers of your number system, 8 and 4, which is 12, actually are the first two numbers of your birth date, 12. The energies of these two elements together, your master number, Allison, is 6, which is the third eye.
Yes.
And the third eye
yes.
is what is really involved in the book that I've written. The master number of 84377 is a 2. 6 and 2 is 8. Which actually is the element that is the first number of this vision you had, as well as the first number in the year you're born. And that becomes an elevated energy system. So what you're dealing with probably is some part of your psyche is going to the to a level of third eye projection that's going to lead personally to some impact in your life. So it could be in those areas, we could be dealing with someone who also could be a writer or is developing an idea marketing-wise in your own life. Does any of that apply to you?
Absolutely. I'm wanting to do a rebranding. I'm an acupuncturist, herbalist, trained in Reiki. And yes, I have about 7 other things I want to add to that repertoire.
Yeah, well, because you're talking in that high esoteric sense, and you're dealing with more of the esoteric sciences and the energy fields and mediums and all that kind of thing, astral levels, chakras. So in that regard, well, you're branching into a higher level of metaphysics and moving in that zone to where some of the secrets of the human consciousness exist in terms of how we treat human beings, not just through the organs themselves, but through the more elevated aspects of the psyche. So that's where I think you've arranged your energy. Now, your master number, I said, is 6. Your divine energy of changing your life over to karma to transcendence occurred approximately at the age of 24. So if we go to the age of 24, 83, 93, 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, 2007, 2007,
okay.
There should have been some change in your life. Was there?
I think I actually just had gotten introduced to esoteric acupuncture. I was in my last year of acupuncture school.
Yeah. So that marks a very important change in your journey of course, you're already motivated by interest and you have this research and education preceding it. But as it moves forward into that zone, you're almost wrapping up the academic and yet at the same time moving into a new academic field. So at that zone of time, your life is making a great change. And how old are you right now?
She's
32.
I'm 33.
So you're 33, and you had a change
to six.
You had a change at 30. 3 years ago, you made a change because your master number is 6. It's divisible by 24. 24 is divisible by 6. So 30, and then your next change at 36. You're at a midway point. So you're probably heading, and because the energy of your zone, your higher zone is a 3, we're getting into the stomach chakra here. So there's a lot of element in terms of how you're going to be impacting people's lives in terms of stomach symptoms. Third chakra. So a lot of your clients that are going to be coming to you, and that stomach energy is an important energy of the body because it's where everything changes. And it's right before the heart. And so that zone in there, it's also a mystical energy because, you know, we communicate initially at first hand in through the umbilical cord, the stomach. And so our stomach is our lower brain. And in that form, mm-hmm. you may be using your energy, Allison, to help people transform from the lower to the higher brain, whereby they can also control their own health energies through the sixth chakra and whatever energies you may release to help them get there. So I think all of this is very pertinent. And you know, hope that's addressed some of our conversation that you had a question to, or there's another question.
Yes.
I don't know. Okay.
Okay, Allison. No, that was great.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And we would love it if you joined us on our social media sites and you let us know if you tackle occultist labor.
I will. Thank you so much. I will
You're welcome.
Be tuning in more frequently. Okay.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it. And, of course, you can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio as well, because we do send out, I think, you know, I probably should send show announcements sooner, but I do at least 15 minutes before the show begins on Blog Talk Radio. But I also create events on Facebook, so I invite the people that are on our friends list. I try to, though we've been somewhat limited, unfortunately, lately, due to Facebook restrictions on the number of people you can invite to an event. So if I've excluded anyone, I apologize, but because we're trying to reach more people, I try to add new people to that invite list every day. Okay, let's try to bring on 507. You know, we've lost some people, but let me see. Can you hear us, 507? Nobody's at 507, so I'm gonna disconnect them because they have their hand raised, but yeah, we've lost several callers. Unfortunately, people probably call in between, you know, like on their lunch break, and they may run out of time, unfortunately, and we do take the calls in order received, so.
Well, we can continue, you know, to discuss the element of number systems. You know, I wasn't real sure. Was she doing some research, and then it led to her to occultist labor?
Do you want to ask?
No, I mean...
She's still there.
Oh, she is.
Let's bring her back on. Why not? We don't have anybody else. Allison, we're bringing you back on. Are you there?
Yes.
How did you find occultist labor? Exactly. What
okay.
led you... So those there were the numbers 34877, you said, but how did that... What was the connecting...
So, you know, the thought of... Libra came into my head like a week ago, and I, like I said, I was thinking more it was related to the zodiac sign Libra, but then I realized, no, it was more like it had to do with the word liberty and that connection. I do still think that there is a connection between Libra, like I might get conceived in that zodiac sign maybe eventually, but anyways, I've been working with an astrologist who thinks I'm going to have a baby like in June of 2018. But anyway, so I started studying that. And then, you know, like yesterday I woke up and it was the 84377. And somehow, you know, after typing that into the Google machine, I ended up with finding out about the God, Liber, and then that led me to the book.
Yeah, I'm not sure what.
And then
how, I'm not
Libra.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the number system itself, when you transform that into a language, 84377 coming to a 2, that might be also indicative of the fact that you are looking for a baby. Now that number 2, of course, is your second chakra, and so that would be the birth chakra. So it could be perhaps a sign that 2 being the attitude of 84377, 2 being the attitude of the second chakra and the sexual chakra, that you are going to be giving birth. And there could even be a code in there in terms of the, you know, I don't know, it could be something about August. There might be something in there.
Mm-hmm.
What you also have that's kind of interesting is that the number system itself, there's 2 solid sevens, but 4 and 3 is a broken
mm-hmm.
seven. So you actually have
uh-huh.
3 sevens there, which comes to 21. And 21 is the second and first numbers of your birth date. Now,
mm-hmm.
that alone might be saying something, because we're also talking about 21
has a factor of 3 in it, because it's 2 and 1, C-section. In fact, C is the third letter of the alphabet. And we're getting into the element that there must be a 3 mystical element zone going on in this numerical fashion that is going to be part of your life energy, as we were expressing before. But I was just curious how it came around to that. Just kind of know what the tracking was on that.
Well, you know how it goes when you get on the internet and the rabbit hole. But yeah, your book just came up.
No, he really doesn't, because he doesn't use the internet. You know what you're talking about, but Neil doesn't use the internet.
Yeah. Okay,
but you can really get, there's a million paths. I mean, there's a lot of information. Sifting through it can be very time-consuming, but informative for sure.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Well, that's great. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, Allison, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, I mean,
we have 507. 507 came back. I disconnected them, but I believe they have their hand raised. So if 507 would like to speak to us, please let us know by pressing 1. If not, we'll continue with our discussion.
Yeah, we usually have so many callers.
We lost some because a lot of times,
knocked off the air.
We got knocked off the air and so on and so forth.
But that's fine. Anyway.
Oh, 507 does want to speak with us. So I don't understand why we could not hear 507. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you? Could you hear us when we were trying to bring you on earlier?
Yeah, I did. I just was confused. And then the phone just disconnected, so I'm not sure why, but.
Yeah, we tried to bring you on a couple of times, but we had silence, complete silence.
Okay.
So now we know you want a reading. But anyway, what's your name?
My name is Julie, and my birth date is 11/20/68.
Okay. And Julie, what's going on? Where are you calling from, Julie?
I'm calling from Rochester, Minnesota.
Okay.
I had what I call an awakening in December of 2014. I lost my boyfriend, or a former boyfriend, and everything since then was kind of went crazy on me. I had a lot of different things coming to me in my sleep and meditative states, like to look up certain things, like Greek gods. Lately, it's been Egyptian gods.
Wow. Kind of like our last caller, actually. That's interesting.
Actually, very much so. That's why when I was listening to that, I could really relate. Yeah.
Sure.
So I've been kind of confused. I thought, well, maybe I'm going through, like, karma. So I've been confused. I've been trying to get in touch with, my guides and other things. And I've had names come to me, like, first I saw Jesus in a dream state or meditative state. And then I saw Krishna floating around the next month. And then the next month I asked who my guide was, and I saw like a tree being uprooted when I was in a very quiet state, and I heard in my mind Quetzalcoatl. And mind you, I never have researched any of this stuff. In fact, I didn't have an interest in science fiction until this happened. So I've had a very interesting journey in trying to understand kind of what I'm here for and my gifts. So that's kind of my question, if you have any sense or feeling or any explanation of any of the numbers. And like I said, this happened after my former boyfriend passed. We were very close, and his birthday was
11/11/82.
Passes in death?
Yeah, that's interesting, because they're 11/2. I mean, it's the same. And then look, her the 82 can be found in her 68. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
It's going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be 48 in November?
Yes.
48, so she would have had to change in 1996.
Mm-hmm. Well, 2 changes of 10 and 28. And 28.
In 78 and 96.
Yeah. Your master number 28, well, your master number is 1. for just generalized purposes, but it's also composed of a 28. It's reduced to a 10 and to a 1. 28 is also the numerical value of Liber. L-I-B-E-R comes to a 28-10-1-2. Okay, so,
also.
And am I to assume that this boyfriend, he crossed over, he died?
Yes.
Gosh, so
yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
He's the same.
Thank
four,
you.
Well,
four,
the
same master numbers our previous caller.
Yeah.
4-6. Weird.
4-6. Well, you know, and 11s hold a very controversial element of human activity in it. 11s can have a lot of very conflictual energy. But here's the thing. You're both born on the same month. Your day 20 is equal to his 11 because 11 is a 2, 1 and 1. And your years are interchangeable.
Okay.
Your years are interchangeable, Julie. Your 6 next to his 8 is 68. And your 8 next to his 2 is 82. So
interesting.
And the 11, 11, and the 2.
There's a
11.
Link. There's a link. And your master numbers, he's a 6, you're a 1, that's a 7, which is really, the 7 is really interesting because it's missing between your years, 6 and 8. So there's a visualize a 7 there that were in sequence. And there's that 6 that was part of his that was his master number is located specifically in your year, which is part of your life zone past the age of 28. And you're 47 now, which is an 11 in numerology.
Okay.
So that now we're coming back to an area of you probing into the divine nature of existence, meaning the hidden energy. And you're going through a lot of Egyptian things and whatnot. So you're getting into some of the more esoteric, deep, if you will, and not in the worst word, but in the occult energy, in the deeper, darker sciences, the metaphysical sciences. And that really is the root system of all of really a lot of our religions comes from that deeper primitive place where our consciousness was most impressed upon with kind of cosmic language. So you're in that zone right now and you're approaching that, Julie, because there's a change in, and that change is the leap from third eye to the element of the energy of our chakra system that is even above our seventh crown.
We're getting a lot of feedback. Julie, is that...
That happens quite frequently when I'm talking to people. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. It's just...
It might be a breath. Your breath might be amplified when
maybe.
You're breathing.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Okay.
Just stop breathing while we're talking.
Okay, I'll try.
Right, that'll activate it.
Yeah. So I think that's what we're entering. You have a karmic relation. You had a karmic relationship with this man, and like I said, his energy is somewhat synonymous. I mean, he's born in 82, and lo and behold, 8 is in your year, and the 2 is in your day. And so there was something he had to come back to do, but there might have been some rude health awakening that attacked his body, but it would have been cosmic in nature. How did he actually cross over?
He committed suicide.
Oh, that's 11.
Well, the element, 11's going to that dark zone.
We're going to talk about this, I think, after we finish with her.
Yeah.
Let's talk about 11.
So the rude awakening, you see, he imposed a sort of death, but this comes from the psyche. This comes from his mind counteracting his essence and attacking. So actually his mind became an attack system. I mean, it's actually more in the esoteric form of mental health. He died according to a health factor. It just mental health. It was depression. And suicides, they go into those zones where the energy field of depression becomes so overwhelming to the body that it somewhat changes the body chemistry and it almost becomes cancerous. It becomes acutely cancerous. And that form takes into an energy field that Obviously, he was dealing with immense karma. Now, this brings you closer, Julie, into the world of psychology. So
yes,
I think that
that's
there's
my
background.
What did you say?
That's my background. I went to school for sociology, criminal justice, and psychology. So,
okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
He did have depression. He did have, and he was changing immensely before this. He was like a totally different person before he took his life. I mean, he seemed to be getting better in some regards, but he was really going through some other stuff that he said he couldn't explain to me. So,
oh, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, there's the difference between the two of you is actually almost a 14-year difference. Now, that 14 is hidden. That 14 is buried in your year, 6 and 8, which is a 14. So now past life sense, there is a motherly, maternal energy between the two of you. Now, that's past life connotation.
Yeah.
In the attitude of you going to criminal justice, sociology, psychology, you're really in the realm because his death prompts a sort of criminal justice because he commits murder upon himself. And it's based on a deep psychological program. So your criminal justice and your psychology is really combined in his very action of his of deep secrets within his psyche prompting him to commit suicide, which could, you know, be a biological thing, but it could also obviously be a psyche, an element of the psyche. So I think in that respect, this is part of the journey that you have yet to go on. I mean, you're only 47, so you're relatively, that's 11-2, but that's in the energy of heart and sacred chakra of the crown. And what you're doing right now, Julie, is you're probably moving into an element of deeper, concentrated, symbolic energy regarding your respective field. And that might be promoted more into an element of making deeper discoveries that you might verbalize or write about or just continue to incorporate in your practice. It could also be a link. You know, I deal with a lot of suicides too, and Chris and I have done a lot of house readings, suicide, things like that, where souls are somewhat trapped within the psyche, the element.
That makes
realm.
Sense.
And so there could,
that makes a lot
you know, his energy may be very close yet to you in terms of communication. So it takes on a more of an occult system of a communication that you might ultimately be involved in.
That makes sense. I've even heard in my head, we need a police officer. I mean, I've heard that in my, before I wake, I get a lot of, it's like I don't sleep at night. It's like I'm in a constant meditative state. And I've been this way for most of my life. But that's what I mean, I heard we need a police officer. And I've seen red and blue lights. And so it's interesting that you should say that. And, yeah, I believe he is very close to me in communicating. And I get synchronicities all day long, every day a double. Numbers. So, that makes
are you
sense.
Connecting at all, or
well,
is there something you want to share later
I don't,
before we close?
You know, the only as we're talking, there's not an immediately strong connection. Although, for some reason in your history, I'm picking up a cat. Did you ever have a cat for a pet?
Oh, a lot. I grew up on a farm, so we had any upward number of 50 cats at any one time.
Okay.
And,
Yep. So you had, you know, you grew up on a farm, you had cats, they're all over the place, they're fighting the rats, and they're just part of the energy. So, the cat element, and when we get into Egyptian energy, the cat element is the creature that takes us into the underworld.
Right.
Oh, and he before he passed, he said to me, well, if you don't, because we were separated at that time and I was seeing somebody else, and he said, if you don't get back together with me, that's okay. He said, I can make some cats pretty happy, be the crazy cat lady, he joked. So,
communication.
Add that
him.
In there.
Yeah. Well, then we're to assume that he might be talking to us. It's a good general assumption that in this element of cat, I'm receiving a vibration that he's sending me from the other side that is revealing, I'm here. So he throws out to me the symbol of cat, which connects to your farm, which later you quickly connect to in terms of his last dialogue with you, or one of the last dialogues. So he's informing you that he's there. In my world, that isn't peculiar. That's more common, that he would be around and trying to talk to you, because he left his body, you know, prematurely. He jumped out of his body before his time was up. And so his soul is going to be lingering around this field parallel to the earth. And so in terms of him talking, now the cat itself, as we said, cats are notorious for visiting the underworld and then coming back. And it's always been my estimation that cats do visit the underworld and come back with secrets that they don't reveal to us. But that's what makes them so mysterious. Also, Egyptians were buried a lot with cats, because cats were guides through the underworld. So I think it's all part of the package, the big deeper package, the mysterious package, if you will. But here, as we talk about it on this earth plane, we get glimpses and revelations and connections that bring us a little bit closer to the other side. And I think that's what this is going on here.
Okay, Julie.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
That was great. I'm glad you were able to get through to us.
Me too. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. Makes sense.
Oh, you're very welcome. And if you're not already on our Facebook, please do follow us or send us a friend request on Neil and Kristen Baker. That's where I create the events, but there's also the Neil Baker Psychic page, which we'd love if you liked that page as well. But, you know, the number 11, did you want to say something about her before we...
No.
We only have a few more minutes, so we're going to be closing shortly. But I wanted to talk for a minute about the number 11, because it is the 11th today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in our interpretation of the number 11, it definitely differs from what is out there on the whole in terms of the material stating that 11 is a sacred number. It actually is a very dangerous number, the number 11.
It holds
duality. There's a lot of duality. I mean, every number has duality, but particularly 11.
Yeah. Duality in every number. 11s have a strange, dark side to them. I'm always intrigued by 11s, but I'm always cautious of 11. And in spite of the fact of the popularity of 11 and the mysticism behind 11, we also must investigate the darkness of 11. Just like there's darkness in any number, but 11 does hold a particular shadow of more controversial darkness that equates with negative events. But it's not to say that 11 is negative. I don't want to imply that. But it does hold a certain mystery. It's like the Alfred Hitchcock hour. It's got a certain mystery in its humanism. And that's not to be undermined.
And there's a reason why. I mean, there are multiple reasons why the number 11 does hold that darkness, which we will be revealing in our book. We're not going to reveal it on the radio show, but it's actually pretty, pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. We'll go more into that in our book, I guess, because we want to save that for copyright purposes and everything. But as it stands, this is just another added episode in that the element and the mystery of that number.
Okay, Neil, well, we're out of callers. Today was a strange day. We had other people, like I said, but they didn't come back. So maybe on Friday they will join us at 10 a.m. That's Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern. And what else? 562-596-7818 is the number to speak with Neil after the show. And we hope that you tune in on Friday. Thanks so much.